continue. So I have to turn it on, then wait for the pizza.
Okay, we're last halacha in the 24th chapter of Hilchos Tumas Meis, halacha ches.
So we had the paper-thin garlic, yes?
Yes. So now we got the following, a very interesting case. Tuma shahisa bein kairis abayis. If you have tuma that's in the hollows of the beams of a house. Okay, I guess we're talking about the roof now. Now, you can have all kinds of roofs. You can have roofs that are made of cement. And the cement, you know, can be crumbled apart, as it were. But here we're talking about beams, which cannot be crumbled apart, generally speaking.
Oh, they're big.
But they're hollow beams. Okay, there's tumah between shoisa bein koras habayis. That's a tumah sitting inside the hollow beams. They're going from one wall to the other. And then you've got, on top and the bottom, you've got the cement that's making the roof as well. Okay? Now, afilu ein tachta elcha klipas hashum. Even though underneath
garlic,
the beam, you only have like a little thin layer of the garlic thickness of the cement, habayis tohar. The house is considered tohar. We look as if the tuma is squashed in the earth, and we only make a straight line tuma. In other words,
up and down.
You got the roof, you got the tuma right there in the opening of the the wood. So now we say, and even though you don't, you have a very thin thing over there, it's enough for the house to be tohar. And it seems we treat the wood different than it would be cement. Okay? And we treat it doesn't make the house tameh, but we treat it just like tuma ritzutza, and it just makes a straight line up and down. On the other hand, but if there's a complete space of a tefach al tefach, hakol tamei, everything becomes tamei, because then it has a status of a kever sasum, of a sealed grave. And if it has a status of a sealed grave, it's metama, the outside walls and the inside walls, anything that's surrounding it, and then it goes into the house and makes it all tama. And even if it penetrates, even if you don't have even that garlic amount, and it's mamish, you could see it through the wood over there. Benkachu benkach habayis tummy, the house is tummy. Okay, now, shnei psachim zel gavizel. Let's have two openings in a wall, one on top of the other. Let's say you got a wall, you got one window, and another window underneath it. Zel gabizev, tuma bakais over them. They have tuma in between, in the wall between the two upper windows. So now we're going to treat it. We go again like the 50% up and the 50% down. So imnira shehi latoch achas meham. If it appears to be going in closer to one of them, hu tamei, that one is tamei. The other one is tar. In other words, again, we like kind of divide that wall like we did before with the 50%. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the one that's closer to is tameh, the other one is tar. Vimlav, and it's 50-50. Niduna mechzel mechzel, they both become tameh. Mitam ha sofek. Okay, let's move on to the...
Before we do, one time, just on the first part. We said it's tumer ritzitza, it goes up and down, but the house is tahor. But isn't that straight down from the beam to the floor of the house?
But the beam is not, is that's only,
isn't that little,
but it's not a corpse. It's not a corpse tumma. We've had a lot of cases of that in the past.
Just a limb, but just a little piece of tumma is in that beam. So it's a straight line up and down.
That's
so
it, but it doesn't spread through the house.
Right, so the house, except for that little strip, the house
is tar.
But that part, if you,
it's tummy. Whatever's underneath the straight line is tummy. Exactly. Okay, now we're going to go back to the topic of absorbed tumah, and this chapter is divided into two parts. One part is where it's absorbed into pieces of the house. The other one is where it's absorbed and animal ate it, if you recall. So that's going to be tomorrow's subject. But first we're going to talk about pillars and things like this. And here's the first case. What? I know it's...
You cannot repeat it anyway.
Okay, that was fast. Okay, Amud Ha'omed V'Sorabayis. Okay, you have a house, and you have a pillar, just a supporting pillar, let's say. It's somewhere in the middle. Just a pillar, straight up. V'Sorabayis. V'Tuma Ritzutza Tachtov. You have squash Tuma underneath it. Okay, you got a pillar, and got Tuma right underneath. Not this picture. This is going to be the next case. But okay, let's say it's a pillar, and there's Tuma right underneath, squashed underneath. Okay, now obviously the pillar is not the main part of the house.
No.
So therefore, and we don't have a tefach al tefach, so Tuma bokas v'olah, because the Tuma goes straight up and down, right up the pillar, and beneath the pillar, whatever. V'ena mitama ela kineged Tuma v'vat, it's only mitama that which goes across that Tuma. It's
up and down.
Up and down. Now, here's the picture. Sometimes you have very nice ornamentos at the top of the pillar, such as this. They're called flowers, although there's more than flowers. Now you notice what's happening. The pillar itself, let's say, is yay thick. Now I got all these flowers you see on the top. It's spreading out a lot more than what the pillar is.
Yes.
Okay, now same case. But now you have a shtickel ohel with this. If you've got a flowery ornament that goes out from the top of the pillar, but not a tefach wide, not a tefach wide. Ze vekelim tachas hapera. Again, yotze me'amud ze. Okay, she got this flowers going out. Vekelim tachas hapera. And now you got a utensil under the flower. Hakelim tahara. The kelim are still tahar. Why? Because the tumah ritzutza only does what's the main pillar. Sheina matama ella keneged hatuma. It's only matama and not on the sides. It doesn't have the status of a kever sasam, like a sealed grave. It's a tumah ritzutza, so nothing help goes beyond it. However, let's pick it up. Base is a continuation of Aleph, and I don't believe there's a picture on this.
So that first case is the tumah is underneath the pillar.
Straight underneath it.
At the base.
And it does nothing, and it's a straight, thick pillar. So it's mama squashed. On the other end, let's take this base, and let's just change the case a little bit, and let's add to this picture, v'yesh b'mokom ha'tumah, but in the place of the tumah, there's a tefach, a room tefach. Let's say there's a hollow space in the pillar, a cubic tefach. It's not that. I'm sorry. I think the flower goes out. No. If it has that amount, yes, it's inside tefach devarim. Hareyu kekever sasam. We treat it like a sealed grave. Now it's metame everything around it, meaning it's metame the poles and the entire pillar becomes tame.
Where's the tumah now?
It's inside it. It's carved out inside of it.
But there's a tefach square.
But it's a tefach square, so now it's like a sealed grave.
So what's this thing on top?
That was the first picture. That was the flower.
But no, I'm talking about this little flat thing on top. What's
that? Just part of the flower. I don't think there's anything more to read into that picture, Martin.
Okay.
That's the part that just would be against the ceiling, right?
It's just, whatever. Whatever it is. That's not the part of the picture you have to be looking at.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, but anyway, the fact that there's a space inside of it, and it's an independent pillar, and it's not part of the house, it means it like a kever sasam. And what do you know about a kever sasam? The outer walls are tummy. And once the outer walls are tummy, and it's in the house, now the whole house is tummy. Vabai is kulo tummy, shere hail, I'll cover, because it's a house over the kever, and that makes the entire house tummy. Okay.
So it has nothing to do with being...
It's nothing to do with what?
Ohel?
Yeah, well, eventually does, because the oil has a kever susum in it.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And the kever, the whole walls of the kever are tummy, and now it's in a ohel, so it makes everything tummy. Okay, we do have a picture coming up here. This is an interesting type of a picture here. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you got the number of floors on both pictures over here, so let's take it easy here. Tumah shebesocha kosel. You have tumah inside an outer wall. That's the right-hand picture.
Okay.
Umakomo tefach al tefach. And it has a cubic tefach hollowed out inside it. All right? So that gives it that status of this kever sosum again.
Yeah. That's everything inside there is tumah.
Okay. So now, so he says like this, kol ha'aluyos, ha'benios al-kosel zeh,
the whole thing.
Any floors on top of this wall, afilu eser, even 10 floors, tmeos. They're all tumah. That's what he's showing you. Everything going up. Everything. I think even the walls too. The fact that they're not coloring in the walls, you could notice that they're independent walls. But it's everything's tummy. It goes straight up. Why? Sherei hakosel kulo kever sasim. The wall is a sealed grave.
Yeah.
Ad sof until the end. Vehu kosel ha'alios. And it's now the wall for the upstairs. V'chol aliyah mehen ma'alosko. And each one is an ol on top of that. All right, so wherever you got a tefach al tefach, right, and so therefore it's considered a separate entity. It's a sealed kever. So it's the tame the whole house and every house that goes on top of it. Okay, now that's one case. On the other hand, it's a very interesting. The left side is a little bit different. You see the difference over here.
The top floor.
It wasn't the tumah was on the wall and for the whole house, but now you got one house on top of a house. But here it's a little different. Now you got second case. Bona bias bitzada kosel mikan ubayas mikan. You've got one room on one side of the wall, one room on the other side of the wall. And now you have a whole second floor on top of both houses on the bottom there.
Uh-huh.
So it comes out the top wall, that's tame, is in the middle of the floor of the second floor.
Yeah.
As you see in the picture there.
Yeah.
Right? So now let's think about this. Hareha aliyah tmeya. The second floor is tame. Sheheil ala kever. It is an oil over the kever. On the other hand, one second, I got to make sure I don't skip anything. Valiyah hashnia, but the third floor, or the second, whatever, the third floor, agave tahora. Why? Meshahare zu agave zu. Because this house is on top of the wall. And the wall of the tummy is not its wall.
Right.
Okay? In other words, and the roof, it blocks it. In the left case, there was no roof blocking it. It went straight up the wall. You see, in the right case,
yeah,
it's going straight up the wall. So every wall is matame its house.
Yeah.
That's there. See, it starts like on the right picture, the tumah makes the house next to it tumah. It goes up the wall, and then it'll make the next house tumah. Up the wall, next house tumah. But in the middle picture, it's not the exterior wall with a wall over it. Now it's a ceiling over it. And now it's like any other ceiling. When you ever have tumah, let's say the bottom picture was one room. Let's say the bottom picture was one whole room with tum in it. Would it go to the second floor? No.
No.
Because the second floor blocks it.
Right.
The reason it doesn't block it in the first picture, because it's going right up the wall.
Right.
It's not going through the floor. So since it's like a tumah, it's a kever susim that goes straight up. So it's like a kever susim all the way to the top floor. So it's metame every floor, so it gets past it. But here, you've got a whole house over it, not a wall adjoining it, and therefore it blocks it. And the kosel, that's tummy, is not the wall of the second floor. In the right-hand picture, the tummy wall is a tummy wall for the second and third floor. But in the middle, in the left case, the tummy wall is not a wall for the second floor. And the second floor, therefore, blocks the tumah, does not go through. And now there are no more pictures, I'm sorry to say. So you got to go without the pictures. Okay, next case. We're going to deal with, now we're going to call it a wall closet. Imagine a closet with a door, and that's the wall. So it's in the wall you have a closet. All right?
So the wall has a door?
Yeah. It's a closet. It's a closet. Usually closets are not the main wall. Like, imagine if the chimney was a closet.
Okay.
So it's sharing the main wall is the closet. It's hollowed out.
Okay.
It's a closet in the main wall. That's the idea here. Chor Dalet. Chor Gadol. A big hole. Shabbat or something in the thickness of the wall. Shederek Mayadam La'asosah. People make it for their service. Vanir gets called a pardes sake, which again is a wall closet. Shoisha Tuma Menachas Pesocha. There's Tuma in the closet.
Hi.
Okay. V'yesh olav doska, and it's got closed doors, the closet doors. Even if it has closed doors, now it's a big typo we got to fix now, Martin.
No,
I don't know what your verse is going to have, Shelley. The loso sakuris habayis tame should not be tor. I don't know what yours says. My commentary says to say it should say tame. It's a typo. My commentary says right there it's tame.
It says it was
very simple because the tame is going out the door. It's good old-fashioned sofa tumalotzes.
Yes.
It just goes right out the door, even if it's closed. Right? Now, what that's if it was, mamish, like with a hole in everything. But what if it's hoisa tuma ritsutsa, bikarkiosov, obiksolov, obigago? What if the tuma was squashed with bricks at the bottom, or in the wall, or on the top? So then, rowing as kol hachor kula ki'ilo hu otum. We look at the whole thing as if it's sealed. Okay? And now we're going to go back to earlier places that we had before. V'roin mokam atumah. We're now going to look at the tumah. Im hu b'chatzi ova akosel shelifnim. Is it now on the inner half of the wall going inside? Then abayis tame. The house is tame.
It's in the outer half.
Where's the tumah? The tumah is on the half side going out, then the tumah goes out. Habayis tar. Mechza al mechza, half and half. Habayis tummy, the house is tummy, because it's sharing the inner, it's the inner part of the wall.
It's the same exact halacha.
Right. In other words, if it's all closed up, then we just treat it like a regular wall. Now we just take hay and just amplify it. Shnei partisikim, two closet door openings. Zeb is that said either one next to each other, or zelgavs are one on top of each other, and the doors are closed. Vituma menachas
like this over here,
maybe. Vituma menachas ba'achmem v'niftach, and the tuma is sitting in one of them, and that door is opened. Hu v'abayis tamei, that is tamei. The house is tamei, but v'chavero tohor. Because the door is closed and it's blocking us, the tumah is not going to go through the second door.
Right.
It's going to go through the first door into the house, but not into the second door.
Right.
But on the other hand, again, hoisa tumah ritzutzah b'zachmei. But if it's all squashed in with
then
brick,
forget it.
Then again, roinus ha'pardesin kilu hametum. We look at them and they're totally sealed. Then the yidom etzlut. Then we learn to do it as the half again. Which half of it is closer to will be tummy, and the other half is not tummy. Okay. Final case for tonight, Vav, is a whole different case over here. We're talking about thresholds and crossbeams of the threshold. You've got the bottom by the door is the bottom, is the threshold, and the top crossbeam on the top.
Because in the older places, they used to have marble at that little thing.
Okay,
at the
so now, what do we got over here?
Do you know what I'm talking about, Shelley?
Marble threshold?
Yeah, they used to have that strip of marble right there in a lot of the older homes.
Okay, so now let's say on the top over here, so the top threat, the what do you call it?
The crossbeam? Yeah, the lintel.
Lintel is thick, right? So it could be.
Which way is it thick?
As you enter into it? Yeah, the width.
The width as you enter in.
The width is like thick. It usually juts out a little bit. Okay, let's assume this is the outside door. Assume this is the outside door, not the inside door. So over here. Black part,
yeah.
It's already sticking out a little bit.
Yeah.
Sticking out a little bit. So what if there's some tumah stuck up there?
Inside?
On the outside.
Top or on the bottom?
up there, yeah, like up on the top, on the outside, facing outside.
A little less.
Yes. So k'sayis min ames, if a k'sayis of ames, medubak is stuck by skupas habayis, because it's on the threshold of the house on the outside, so it's just beyond the threshold, habayis tor, the house is tor, because there's no reason for it to go in. Now, hayarotzutz tachas haspuka, what if it's squashed under the aspuka, meaning right on the middle part? Here.
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The middle part.
No, that's a problem.
That's squashed like over there.
It's like it's in the wall of the house.
So now we go back to our old rule. Yoda Metzl, we have to look at 50-50. Which side is it closer to?
Yeah. Is it closer to
if
the
it's
house?
Closer to the outside, it's outside. Closer to the inside, the inside. In the middle, it's going to make it tummy.
Both are tummy.
Now we go to the.
We're in
you know what? I think, you know what? I'm making a mistake.
Oh,
I think the aspuka was the bottom one.
Oh.
I'm sorry, the bottom one. I'm sorry, the aspuka was the threshold, the bottom one. I jumped it. It's the bottom part. I think it's the bottom part. Because the next part, so just say everything I said, but just the bottom and not the top. Same idea. Okay. Now, here's the top. Hoya medubak lamashu. What if it's stuck to the cross beam? Then habayis tamei. Wow, the house is tummy. Even the part that's on the outside.
Because
he's saying the inner part is part of the ohel, so it becomes bottle to the house.
The inner part, but you're saying it's on the outside.
The inner part of the lintel.
Yeah, but he still say it's part. It's considered part of the house. Floor is floor, but this is something that's connected to the door
so
on the top.
He says even at the note below says even it's connected to mechutz ladelet.
It's still metame the house. Because the inner part is part of the house, mamish. It's part of the ohel, so then it's bottled to the house. The aspuka is just an extension of the ground. Okay, so I guess when it's on the floor, we're more worried about the position. When it's on the top, it's considered more of the ohel. So the bottom is just floor, but the top is all held.
Aspuka is not, but the lintel is yes.
Yes, so when you talk about the crossbeam on the top, even stuck on the outside, that whole part is like
but
an all
held. But if it's on the outside on the top, it's not such an issue. Let's say if it was on the...
On the top could maybe not be an issue.
Here's the lintel going across here.
Right.
This starts jutting out, this part's in. If
right.
it's on the outside here on the thing, that wouldn't be an issue, I don't think.
Right.
On the lintel on the outside.
Yeah.
Not in the lintel.
Right. On top on the outside.
Okay. We'll stop it over there. Tomorrow we will finish up this, all the Hilchos Tumas Meis. And it's easy because it's all where the animal swallows it. All these different cases.
And that's it?
Oh, we did that already.
Well, we're going to get details of it.
Then we're going to get the Paraduma?
Next week, Paraduma, which can't be harder than Tumas Meis.
We'll soon see. But do we have any red heifers that we're going to...
No.
Shelly, can you get one?
I'll try my best. See if I can buy one.
I don't know if you can buy one. They're pretty expensive.
I think there's no more pictures. Tomorrow we'll meet in the other room. We'll see you in the morning. No pictures.
That's it. We're done.
Okay, we did...